Let us pray. Father, as we open the scripture, we pray that this time can be useful.
主啊，当我们打开你的话语，我们求你让这段时间成为对我们有益处。
We ask, Lord, that our reading of the scripture, our consideration of the scripture, should be profitable in our own souls.
我们求主，当我们在读这话语，在思考这些话语的时候，对我们的灵魂有益处。
Lord, you must take ground in our lives.
主啊，你必须在我们的生命当中做主。
You must give revelation.
求你给我们启示。
If we have no revelation, then we are like dead men.
如果我们没有从你那里来的启示，我们就像死人一样。
Lord, I pray that you'd grant that light in the heart.
我们求主将你那样的生命来种到我们里面。
You'd open blind eyes.
你是将瞎子的眼睛打开的主。
That you would enable us to see the invisible.
你可以让我们能看见那看不见的东西。
Lord, for this we trust in your faithfulness.
主，我们信靠你。
And we commit our time to you in Jesus' holy name.
我们也将余下的时间交在你的手里，奉主耶稣基督圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we've been reading the letter of James to the believers.
我们最近一直在读雅各书。
We're going to pick it up in verse 12 of chapter 1.
我想先从十二节。第一章的十二节开始。
So we're in James chapter 1 verse 12.
就是雅各书一章十二节。
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him.
忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
人被试探不可说，我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived,It gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出。
My beloved brethren,
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
So we talked a little bit last time about verse 12.
所以上一次我们简单讲了一些关于第十二节的事情。
It says, blessed is the man who endures temptation.
他说，忍受试探的人是有福的。
But the word that he's using here has two meanings.
这一个试探这个字有两个意思。
When he uses the word temptation, it can be spoken of as temptation, or it can be spoken of simply as a trial.
也可以的意思就是说是引诱、诱惑的意思，也可以指的是试炼的意思。
So in verse 2 he says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
在第二节里说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
And here in verse 12, I think he's using it in the same way.
在十二节里面，他用的是同样的一个意思。
So blessed is the man who endures temptation or trials.
也就是说，那些忍受试炼的人是有福的。
Because we all have trials in our life.
因为在我们的生命中都会经历试炼。
And these are a blessing.
这些是我们的福气。
Many people don't think trials are a blessing. They think they're something that we have to simply put behind us.
很多人觉得试炼对我们来说不是一个福气，而是一个拖我们后腿的事情。
But if there's a trial in your life, it's a blessing from God.
但是如果你生命里经历试炼，其实那是从神来的祝福。
And it's not God trying to weaken you, but rather God wanting to strengthen you.
其实试炼，神不是要使你更加软弱，乃是要使你更加的强壮。
Because the word that's used here for trials and temptations.
因为这个字在这里使用有试炼和试探两种意思。
The word means to prove something.
试炼的意思就是要证明一些的事情。
Now everybody knows what the Harbour Bridge is.
我们都知道啊，悉尼海港大桥是什么样子的。
And it was built in 1930.
这座大桥是大概在1930年建
造。After they'd finished building the Harbour Bridge, you know what they did?
他们造完这座桥以后做了什么事情呢？
They got a whole lot of steam engines trained.
他们就用火车，很多的蒸汽火车头。
And they pushed them out onto the Harbour Bridge to weigh it down.
他们就把很多的列的火车来推上海港大桥，要看看这个海港大桥能不能承受这些重量。
They wanted to see how much it would move under the weight.
他们要看这座大桥在这样的重量底下会动，会下沉多少。
What were they doing?
他们在做的是什么呢？
They were testing it.
他们在测试。
They were proving it.
他们测试是为了要证明。
The weight proved it.
这一个重量就会证明一件事情。
And in our life, there are trials that come also.
那在我们的生命当中也会有这样的试炼。
And they are to discover the weakness.
这些试炼
if there is a weakness.
就是要发现我们生命中的那些软弱的地方。
What would they have done if they'd found there was a weakness in the bridge?
如果他们发现在大桥上面有一个软弱的地方，他们会做什么呢？
Obviously, they would have had to repair it.
当然他们会去修建这个 缺陷。
And this is the purpose of trials in our life.
这也就是试炼在我们生命当中所要做的事情。
Find the weakness.
他们要找出那个缺点来。
And fix it.
然后去改正。
But don't we know our own weaknesses?
但是难道我们不知道自己的弱点吗？
We don't.
其实我们不知道。
We deceive ourselves.
我们是自己在欺骗自己。
We imagine ourselves to be much more and much better than we are.
我们通常把自己想象成够比我们实际情况更加好的一种情形。
Who hasn't had the experience of facing some difficulty and being surprised at our own failure to deal with that difficulty.
谁没有这样的经历，就是当你遇到难处的时候才意识到原来我在这样的难处面前是多么的软弱无能。
It's common.
这个其实很平常的一件事。
Because we think we're okay.
因为我们都以为我们其实挺好的。
And it's the difficulties which change that view.
是遇到难处的时候我们才改变了对自己的看法。
So we have trials.
所以我们是会经历试炼的。
But they're trials with purpose.
这些试炼是有一个目的的。
And we need to have this vision.
我们需要有这样一个意象。
The vision is that we have a God who cares about us.
这个意象就是我们还没有这样的能力，谁会来关心我们？
And who is working to perfect us.
谁在那里在制造我们，要把我们造得完美？
He wants us to grow.
神他需要我们成长。
He wants us to be changed.
神要我们生命被改变。
He doesn't want us to live this sort of boring, failing life.
他不甘心我们一直活在这样一个 非常枯燥的，常常失败的一个生活。
But he wants us to be abounding in life.
他要我们的生命能够活出丰盛的效果来。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, I've come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly.
主耶稣说，我来了就是要叫他们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So how many of us here, if we're asked today, who has that abounding life?
今天如果我问在座的各位，谁已经有那一个丰盛的生命？
That is the question.
这是一个问题，问我们自己的问题。
That's the life that the Lord wants for us.
如果这一个丰盛的生命是神要我们所得到的。
In the Proverbs, it says, "Blessed is the man whom the Lord chastens."
在箴言书里面说，凡是被神管教的人是有福的。
Now, how many children here?
在这里有多少个孩子？
Would say. They are blessed when they're disciplined by their parents.
有几个孩子会说，当我被爸爸妈妈管教的时候，我是蒙福的。
Maybe they wouldn't call that blessing.
他们肯定不会把这个叫做福气。
But in the scripture, it's called a blessing.
但是在经文里面却是把它称为一件有福的事情。
Because it's a manifestation of God's love.
因为这是神的爱向你的彰显。
And it's a manifestation of His purpose.
也是神的目的向你在彰显。
He wants more.
神向你要求更多的。
It's not he wants more from you. He wants more for you.
不是他向你索取更多，而是他为着你为着你的好处要给你更多的。
You know we spend so much of our time.
你知道我们花费了很多的时间。
We spend so much of our time pursuing the things.That time is certainly going to take from us.
我们花了很多的时间在做的这些事情，其实过后时间会把它们拿走。
And God wants us to have that which time will never rob us of.
但是神却是要给我们那些时间抢不走的东西。
He wants to give us that eternal life.
他要把永生给我们。
He wants us to walk in that fullness of life.
他要我们在那一个丰盛的生命里面行走。
And trials, difficulties, hardships are part of that training and part of that preparation.
这些苦难、试炼就是神对我们训练的一部分，是神培训我们达到他目的的一部分。
Then James goes on and says, Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
然后雅各就接着说，人被试探不可说，我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
Now James is using the word in a different sense.
现在呢雅各用的这个字是用到另外一个意思。
He's talking about being tempted by sin.
他现在说的是被罪试探。
And he's saying God doesn't dangle sin in front of his children.
他说神不会把这个试探掉在他儿女的面前来引诱他。
God doesn't put sin before us and say, Do you want this?
神不会把罪放到我们面前说你要不要
No.
不会的。
Sin is here.
罪是在这里的。
Sin is in us.
罪在我们的里面。
And when we are tempted,
当我们被试探的时候
it's our own desires.
是被我们自己里面的私欲。
So he says, when one is tempted, one is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
他说，个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲引诱、牵引诱惑的。
Now that word desires,isn't necessarily referring to something sinful.
这个私欲这个字不一定是指那些有罪的欲念。
This word is used by the Lord Jesus.
这个字是被主耶稣来使用的。
He said, with great desire, I have longed to eat this Passover with you.
主耶稣自己也说，我非常愿意跟你们一同来赴这个逾越节的宴席。
So we can have many desires which are quite natural.
所以我们心里可以有很多种欲望啊，看来是非常自然和正常的。
They're not in themselves sinful.
这些欲望的本身不一定是带着罪性的。
But as they say, there's a time and a place for everything.
但是就像我说的，每一件事情都有它的那一个时间和那个地方。
So what's set before us here?
这里所说的私语
is the believer.
就是说信徒。
He's writing to believers.
这是一个信徒写给另外一个。
And he's saying, "You're a Christian."
他说你是一个基督徒。
There is a way for you to live.
你应该生活出这样一个方式来。
What is that way?
你生活的这个方式应该是怎么样的？
How would you sum up in a few words what the way of a Christian is?
你怎么来总结一个基督徒应该如何来生活？
So, you know, for if we ask many people,
如果我们来问一下很多的人，
they say, well, you've got to be good.
有的人会说，那你要做一个好人。
You've got to live a moral life.
你要有做着过着一个有道德的生活。
And so the concept is.
所以这里面它的观念就是。
That the Christian life is basically lived in a cage.
基督徒的生活呢，可能就是住在一个笼子里面。
You've got to be good.
你一定要做得好。
Outside is all this bad stuff.
然后笼子的外面全部是坏的事。
And you're locked in the cage.
你呢就把自己锁在这一个笼子里面。
And on the walls of the cage.
在这个笼子外面有墙。
It says, "Don't stop."
那些都是说了，这里不可以动，这里不许做。
It's all negative.
是非常负面的一个观念。
But that's not the life we're called to live.
但这种生活不是我们被召去过的生活。
If we were to say, "What is the way that a Christian is to live?"
如果你要说一个基督徒应该如何的去生活的话
，The answer is in the Spirit.
这个答案就是你要活在圣灵里面。
The Christian life is a spiritual life.
基督徒的生活是一个属灵的生活。
And it is to be lived in the Spirit.
就是我们要生活在圣灵底下。
That is the challenge for every believer is to learn to hear, to know the leading of God, and to live a life governed by the Holy Spirit.
对每一个基督徒来说，这种生活方式是很具有挑战的，就是我们要活在神的引导底下，也要活在圣灵的管制底下。
The Holy Spirit has given us life.
是的，圣灵赐给我们生命。
If we're born again of the Spirit of God.
如果我们是被神的灵所重生的。
It's by Him we have eternal life.
是因为他，我们才有了永远的生命。
But then our calling is to walk in the Spirit.
然后我们所得到那个呼召就是我们要靠圣灵行事。
You know, Paul says in Galatians, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
保罗在加拉太书里面说，你们既靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So this is not something that comes naturally.
这件事情不是你天然就会有的。
We have to learn it.
我们要去操练所学到的。
We have to learn this spiritual life.
我们要去学怎么样过一个属灵的生命。
And this is a very positive life.
这是一个很积极的生命。
This is not about simply don't, don't, don't.
它不是给你很多不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
It's much more. It's a much richer life than that.
这是一个更加丰富的、多彩的一个生活。
The Lord Jesus lived in the Spirit.
我们的主耶稣他自己就是活在圣灵中。
He lived as a man.
他在世界上做人。
And he showed us how to live.
他就给我们看到我们应该怎么样去生活。
He lived by faith.
他靠着信心而活。
And he lived in obedience to his father.
他也是顺从他的天上父亲而生活。
And his life was rich and fruitful.
他的生命是丰富的，是多结果子的。
This is our calling also.
这也是神对我们的呼召。
So James says, when one is tempted, one is drawn away.
雅各说，当人被试探的时候，是被那个私欲牵引。
So we're drawn away from this life in the Spirit.
就是牵引离开了属灵的生活。
And we're drawn away by our own desires, which, as I said, can be very natural and even good.
我们是被自己的私欲所牵引的，就像我刚才说的，这个自己的私欲有时候看上去好像是很自然，甚至很美好的。
But he uses this graphic image of being drawn away, of being seduced.
但是他给我们这一个图画面，就是看到我们被这个私欲牵引了，诱惑走了。
When desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death.
当这个私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来；当罪长大了，就生出死来。
So God's will is not death.
神的意念，神的愿望不是要我们死。
But His will is life.
神的旨意是要我们活。
Abundant life.
生活出那个丰盛的生命
来 a fruitful life,
是硕果累累的生命
a fulfilling life,
是成全他旨意的生命
a satisfying life,
是满足他心意的生命
a victorious life,
得胜的生命
a life that brings glory to God,
这个生活是会荣耀神的
how much the world needs such lives,
这个世界需要这样的生活吗
we see all around us broken lives,
你看到我们周围所看到的生命都是破碎的
Hollow lives
虚空的生命
Empty lives
虚无的生命
Twisted lives
都是一个被扭曲的生命
Shallow lives
肤浅的生命
But that's not our calling
这不是我们要被呼召所得的生命
We are called to live with wisdom
我们被召是要活出一个智慧的生命
And to live with a grace that the worldDesperately needs to see and hear.
活出那个智慧的、满有恩典的生命，是这个世界上没有的，这个世界上非常渴求的那一种生命。
So our God does not tempt us with sin.
所以说，我们的神他不会用罪来试探我们。
That's not His character.
这不是神的性情。
Nor does He lock us in a cage.
我们的神也不是把我们关在一个笼子里面。
That's not His calling.
这也不是他对我们的呼召。
Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
You know what? Probably what one of the greatest deceptions.
你知道吗？我们中间最大的一个欺骗，可能是
the deception that can really destroy a life.
这一种欺骗就是完全可能会毁灭我们的生活。
Is a deception concerning the character of God.
就是我们对神的一种误解，对神性情的一种误解。
If we are deceived about Him,
如果我们对神的看法和认识被蒙骗了。
If we have in the back of our mind that God is cruel,
如果我们在心里面以为神是一个很残忍的神。
That He's mean,
神是很卑鄙的。
That He's unfeeling.
神是没有感情的。
That He's hard.
神是很厉害、很严厉的。
If we have that understanding,
如果我们有这种误解的话
，What sort of life are we going to live?
我们怎么样去活我们面前的生活
？How willingly are we going to come to Him? How are we going to embrace Him? Are we going to learn from Him?
我们怎么会来心甘情愿的到他面前来拥戴他，来敬拜他？
We won't.
我们不会的。
We'll keep our distance.
我们就会远离神。
We'll do just the minimum that we think we should do.
我们就会做我们所以为的那个最低最低的要求。
We'll just kind of throw God a few scraps from our life.
我们就把为神做一点最最起码的事情。
And is that enough?
对他说够了吧。
It's enough for him.
对他来说就够了。
But if we know Him,
但是当我们真正的认识他
if we know His heart,
如果我们认识他的真正的性情
then we'll gladly run to Him.
我们会满有希望，我们会满心欢喜地奔向他
We'll gladly learn from Him.
我们会向他来学习
We'll gladly spend time with Him.
我们会心甘情愿地花时间与神在一起
So James reminds us,
这就是雅各提醒我们
Every good gift,
各样美善的
and every perfect gift,
各样全备的
is from above,
都是从上头来的
and comes down from the Father of light,
从众光之父那里降下来
What is he referring to?
他指的是什么
He's saying all good giving,
他说所有好的美好的恩赐
and all good gifts,
所有好的赏赐
come down from God.
都是从上头神那里来的。
They are sent from God.
他们是神所赐给我们的。
All goodness has its origin in Him.
所有的美善，他们的源头都是在主的里面。
Even the most natural things.
即便是那些最最平常的事情。
The simple joys.
啊，很简单的一个喜乐。
You know, the simple joy of a good meal when you're hungry.
当你饿的时候，你看到一顿美餐，你会非常的开心。
The joy of being able to sleep when you're tired.
你很累的时候，你能够睡觉，你是非常的开心。
The joy of a child's laughter.
一个孩子那欢乐的笑声。
Life is full of joys.
我们的生活当中可以充满了各样的喜乐。
And all of these true joys have their origin in God.
而所有这些真实的、纯粹的喜乐，它们的源头都是从神那里来的。
It says He is the Father of lights.
他说他的父亲是众光之父。
And He's referring to the sun.
他指的是。
And to the stars and to the moon.
啊，阳光啊，各种的星星、月亮。
It says God created light.
他说神造了所有的光体。
And we know in the scripture it says God is light.
我们知道圣经说神就是光。
And in Him is no darkness at all.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
So every time you see the sunshine.
所以每一次他看到阳光。
It's a message.
对他来说就是一个信号。
This is a parable. This is a picture of your God.
这就是一个比喻。这就是一幅神的图画。
In Him is light. He's the origin of light.
神是光的源头，在他里面就是光。
But we see the sun goes down.
然后我们看到太阳下沉了。
Well, the moon is eclipsed.
然后月亮又有那个啊月食。
But not so with God.
但是呢，在神那里不会的。
With Him there is no variation.
在神的光里面，他没有改变的。
God does not love you one day and be and hate you the next day.
神不会今天爱你，明天恨你。
He doesn't change.
神不改变。
You know, if you think of a time in your life,
如果想一想你生命中的不同时光。
Think of a time when you really knew the love of God. You felt that love was so great and so strong and so much for you.
回想一下，在你生命中有时候感受到神的爱是对你是这样的强大。你完全的感受到他的爱。
That love has never changed.
这一个爱其实从来不曾改变。
It's never dimmed.
它不会暗淡下去的。
You know, my wife might be very happy with me one day, but not the next day.
我的太太今天可能对我很开心，很满意，明天可能就不那么满意。
Our feelings can change.
因为我们的感觉会改变。
God is unchanging.
神是不改变的神。
If ever we've tasted His love,
如果我们真的有那么一次感受到他的爱。
That love is unchanging.
那一个爱是不改变的。
He says, I am the Lord, I do not change.
神说，我是主，我不改变。
Why does He not change?
为什么他对你不改变？
Because He can't change.
因为他不能改变。
If anybody ever said to you, can God do everything?
如果有人问你说，有一件事情神不能做吗？
Next time they ask you that question, say no.
是不是有一件事情神不能做到？
God cannot do everything.
是不是神可以做任何一件事？你就回答说不是的。
He cannot change.
有一件事情他不能做，就是他不会改变。
Because He can't become better than He is.
因为他
God can't change because He can't become better than He is.
因为他不能够把自己变得更好。
And He won't become worse.
他也不会把自己变得更差。
And God cannot lie.
神他不能撒谎。
He can only speak truth.
他只会给你发出真理。
Every good gift is from above.
所有美善的事物都是从上面来的。
This is our God.
这就是我们的神。
This is the one who calls us.
这就是那位招我们来的神。
And this is the one who wants our heart.
这是那位他需要我们的心给他的神。
And as if to prove that, James says in verse 18,
雅各在第十八节里面说
，Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth.
他按着旨意用真道生了我们。
Of His own will,
他是按着他的旨意。
We are born, brought forth means to be born.
我们就被生出来。
We are born by the word of truth, that's the gospel.
我们是被这个真道，就是福音生出来的。
But the gospel is not a reaction to our need or our crying out to him.
但是福音不是对我们里面对神的希望的一个回应。
But the gospel is his own will being worked out.
这个福音是主自己的旨意来做成功的。
God saves.
神拯救。
Because God wants to save.
因为神他愿意拯救世人。
Because it's his idea.
是他的计划，他的意愿。
Because it's an expression of his heart.
这个拯救表达了神自己的心意。
Salvation has its origin in God.
拯救是从神里面出来的。
And it has its origin in God before even the universe was created.
甚至在天宇宙万物被造之前，拯救就是原拯救就是出于神自己的里面。
Paul tells us that God works all things after the counsel of his own will.
保罗说，神是照着他自己的意思来造成万物。
Of his own will, we were born again.
所以我们是按着他自己的意思被重生了。
Why am I a Christian?
为什么我现在是一个基督徒？
Because God wanted me.
因为神要我做基督徒。
Because God sought me.
因为神来寻求我。
Because God saved me.
找到了又救了我。
It is all from him.
这都是出于神。
Of his own will, I was born again.
是出于神自己的旨意，我被重生。
I haven't come to a place where I was not invited.
我不会到一个我没有被邀请的地方去。
I have come home.
我是回家了。
I have come to where I belong.
我是回到我原来所属于的地方。
Because he who owns the house owns me.
这个房间，这个房子的主人，他原来就是我原来就是属于他的。
And he says in verse 18, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
十八节的后面说，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像出熟的果子。
You remember in the Old Testament?
记得在旧约里面吗？
When the Jewish people had a harvest.
当犹太人他们有了一个丰收以后，
they would bring the beginning of that harvest to the Lord.
他们会把丰收里面出熟的那一部分带来归给耶和华神。
And that beginning was called the first fruits.
那一个最先得到的收成就是叫做出熟。
And this first fruits was called most holy to the Lord.
这个出熟之果就是叫做归给耶和华神至圣的那一部分。
You know, this was the Lord's portion.
这一部分是给神的一部分。
They brought this first fruits to acknowledge that the whole harvest was from God.
他们把出熟之果带来归神，意思就是说这整一个收成都是属神的。
But this first fruits was his particularly.
但是这出熟之果，我们特别把它拿过来献给耶和华神。
And this was dedicated to God, and this was holy to God.
这是献给神的至圣的一部分。
And so James says, "That's us."
所以雅各说，那就是我们。
We are this first fruits.
我们是那一批出熟的果子。
Separated to God.
特别被分开来归给神。
Holy to God.
是归耶和华为圣的。
And God's possession.
是耶和华的产业。
We are a kind of first fruits of his creatures. All of his creation. This is the treasured portion.
我们在神所造所有的万物当中，就好像是出熟的果子，是最宝贵的那一部分。
In the Old Testament, we read that Jacob was the Lord's inheritance.
我们读到雅各是神的产业。
This is the portion that the Lord wanted.
雅各这一部分是神所要的。
So this is what James is teaching us.
所以这就是这个雅各所教给我们的。
There are trials, there are difficulties.
是的，会有试炼和难处。
And there is sin in us.
在我们里面也会有罪。
But our God,
但我们的神
He desires
他喜欢我们
that we should know him,
他要我们认识他
and that we should come into all the fullness that he has for us.
他要我们来享受他为我们所预备的丰富。
And he is working, sorry. Your turn.
Finish. Sorry.
He is desiring that we should come into all the fullness that he has for us.
他要我们来承受他为我们所预备的那一切的丰富。
Now there's something I didn't mention.
刚才我有件事情没有提到。
In verse 14.
14节。
Each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires.
但个人被试探呢，是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
What does that teach us?
这句话教导我们什么？
Something very important.
有一件很重要的事情。
It teaches us that the responsibility for our life is with us.
它告诉我们，我们自己生活的责任是在于我们自己身上。
That should be so obvious.
应该说这是很显而易见的。
But we tend not to take that responsibility.
但是我们常常就是不会注意到这个一个生活中的责任。
Instead, we blame our circumstances.
我们常常就是会去怪罪我们周围的环境。
Or we blame our husband or our wife.
我们就怪罪我们的丈夫或妻子。
Or we blame our children or the boss.
或者我们责怪我们的孩子，我们的老板。
Or something.
或者就是要怪罪一些事情。
You know,
不管什么事情，
这不是我。She made me angry.
是她让我生气的。
It's her fault.
是她的错。
Is it true?
是不是真的是这样吗？
Of course it's not true.
不是的。
Because the anger's in me.
因为这个怒气是在我的里面。
Somebody can do wrong.
有人可以犯错。
They can be very provocative.
他们可以对你很激怒你。
They can be very rude.
他们可以对你很无理。
They can be very insulting.
他们可以侮辱你。
But I don't need to respond with anger or with violence or with hatred or with bitterness.
但是我不一定是需要用我里面的愤怒、苦毒、暴力去回应。
Because we know when the Lord Jesus was insulted and abused, he didn't respond like that.
因为我们知道当主耶稣他被侮辱、被责打的时候，他没有用这样的东西去回应。
So our circumstances don't need to dictate what we are.
所以我们的环境并不一定是需要取决于我们怎么样去回应的。
But we have to take responsibility for what we are.
但是我们必须要为我们是什么样的人负责任。
How can the Lord ever deliver us from our sin if we keep denying that our sin is the problem?
如果我们一直说我们的罪不是那个问题的话，那神怎么样来把我们从我们的罪里面拯救出来呢？
You know, somebody said, whenever you point to somebody like this,
有人说，每当你这样去指着别人的时候，
you've got three fingers pointing back at you.
你的手上还有其他三个手指是对着你自己指的。
Our responsibility.
所以我们自己有责任。
I can't control how another person lives.
我不能去控制别人，另外一个人怎么来生活。
I can't change them.
我也不能改变别人。
But I can change me.
但是我可以改变自己。
I can bring my life before the Lord.
我可以把我自己的生命带到主的面前。
And say, Lord, I've been blaming my wife or my husband for the last 10 years.
说主啊，过去十年里面，我一直在怪罪我的丈夫，我的妻子。
But I see the problem is here.
但是这里面的问题是在我。
Deal with me.
主啊，请你来对付我。
Show me my sin.
给我看到我自己的罪。
This introspection.
这一种的对自己的一个看法。
Or self-examination.
或者说是省察自己的一种态度。
Is so important.
实在是太重要了。
We need to find out what lies at the root of our sin.
我们要发现我们罪的根源在哪里。
What's the soil this sin is growing in?
这个让罪能够成长起来的土壤是什么？
You know, I get angry.
你知道我会生气。
I feel bad about my anger.
我就觉得我是这个愤怒很不好。
I ask the Lord to forgive me.
我就求主来原谅我，赦免我。
But then I get angry again.
过后呢，我又发怒了。
So I ask the Lord to forgive me again.
然后我又求主来原谅我，赦免我。
And then I get angry again.
然后我又发怒了。
And so I'm feeling bad, and I ask him to forgive me again.
我又感觉不好，然后又求他赦免。
And again, and again.
然后一次又一次。
Well, is that the way?
是不是就是？这就是正常的。
Certainly, putting it right immediately is good.
当然，你立刻的悔改认罪是好的。
But also.
但是还有一件事。
We have to look why am I getting angry?
我们还要再进一步的来省察为什么。
And the reason is not out there. The reason is here.
为什么我们会生气？这个原因不是他，而是我们里面。
I'm getting angry because I'm defending something.
我生气是因为我在那里维护一些东西。
I have a, for example, I have a belief about myself.
比如说，我对自己有一个信念。
I believe that I'm good.
我相信我很好。
And then you've done something or said something.
然后你做了什么事情，或者你说了什么话。
Which has contradicted that.
啊，就是对我对自己的观念是完全矛盾的。
How dare you?
你怎么敢这样说我？
So I get angry.
所以我就发怒了。
And I defend my idol.
我在维护我里面的那一个偶像的形象。
The idol that's in my heart.
我心里面的这个偶像。
False belief.
The
idol is a false belief.
这个偶像其实是一个错觉，是我的一个错误的对自己的信念。
And once I see it.
当我看到这个事实的时候
bring it out into the light,
把我里面的这一个错误的信念带到光底下
then I can be set free.
然后我就可以被释放
So we need to take responsibility.
这就是我们要自己担负起责任来
It's our own desires.
是我们里面自己的私欲
So in verse 19,
在十九节里
James says, "So then, my beloved brethren."
他说，我亲爱的弟兄们。
Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
We look at this and think, "Oh, how does that follow?"
你就觉得啊，这话怎么讲呢
？God has brought us forth of his own will. We've been born again through the grace of God.
我们在神的恩典里被重生了。神照着他自己的旨意在真道中生了我们。
So, don't talk too much.
所以呢，我们就不能说太多的话。
How does that follow?
这上下文怎么连接起来呢？
When we read this, we're not reading When we read,
读这里的时候，我们所读的不是说。
When we read this, we're not reading some rules that we have to follow.
我们不是把这些字句当作一条一条的规矩去做。
It's not about what we are to do.
这些字告诉我们的不是告诉我们去做什么。
It's about what sort of person we are to be.
这是在告诉我们，我们要做一个什么样子的人。
What sort of man is a man who is swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger?
一个快快听、慢慢说、慢慢动怒的人是怎么样一个人呢
？What can you see in such a person?
你从这样的人身上可以看到什么呢
？Can you not see some humility?
你看到的难道不是谦卑吗？
A man is ready to hear.
一个愿意随时愿意倾听的人。
That means he wants to learn.
说明他愿意学。
Whether he's listening to you or whether he's listening to God.
不管他是在听你讲还是听神讲。
He's keen to learn, to hear, to understand.
他很愿意倾听，愿意理解，愿意明白和学习。
A person who thinks he knows everything is not like this.
一个觉得他什么都懂的人不是这样的。
But the person who's ready to hear.
但是一个随时准备听的人。
Such a person is likely to be compassionate.
这样一个人是非常非常有同情心的。
Such a person is likely to to have a heart that reaches out to others.
他是随时准备让他的心能够去理解别人的状况。
Such a person probably knows themselves quite well.
这样的人可能他们也很知道自己是。
They know their own weaknesses.
他们也知道自己的软弱。
They know their own sins.
他知道他们自己的罪。
So they're not going to be so loud and so pushy.
所以他们不会啊、声音很响的那么去要求别人。
He's slow to speak.
他是慢慢的说。
He doesn't think that he knows everything.
他不自以为什么都知道了。
And he knows that he can speak a lot of rubbish very easily.
他也知道自己很容易会说一大堆的废话。
So he guards his tongue.
所以他是看管住他的舌头。
And he's slow to anger.
他也是慢慢的动怒。
Because he knows his own heart.
因为他知道自己的心。
There is such a thing as righteous anger.
是有一种愤怒叫做义怒。
But we have to be very, very careful before we think our anger is ever righteous.
但是我们要很小心，不要总是以为我们自己的愤怒就是叫做义怒。
He's slow to anger.
他是慢慢的动怒。
He fears his own anger.
他很害怕自己会轻易的动怒。
So we could say much more about this man.
我们还可以说很多关于这个人的特性。
But I think that this is a man who knows something of the character of God.
但是我觉得这一个人他是认识神的性情的。
And knows something of his own sinfulness.
他也是对自己的罪性很有认识。
And is very much on the road towards that fullness of life that the Lord has called us to.
他自己就是走在那一个神召我们要进入的那个丰满的生命当中的这条路。
He says the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
他说人的怒气并不成就神的义。
But this man is interested in the righteousness of God.
这一个人他非常对神的义非常的感兴趣。
And it's this righteousness that he wants to see produced.
这个神的义是他想要要发表出来的。
To see it reflected in the lives of people.
他也想神的义能够在人的中间被发表出来。
So James is setting before us something very good.
所以雅各把这样一个的榜样放在我们面前。
And James is very helpful.
雅各也对我们很有帮助。
He's practical.
他很有实际。
He gives us encouragement.
雅各书里面给我们很多的鼓励。
He shows us the difficulties.
他给我们看到有难处。
And he calls us on to know the Lord.
但是他呼召我们继续的往前去认识神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we pray that these words of James would encourage us.
主天父，我们求告你，让这些的话语来鼓励激励我们。
We read it because it's your word.
我们读了，因为他们是你的话语。
And we want to receive this word as it is your holy word.
我们也求主让这些圣洁的话语来被我们接受到心里面去。
Not human wisdom, but your wisdom.
不是藉着人的智慧，乃是靠主的智慧。
Not man's way, but your way.
不是靠人的方法，乃是靠主你的方法。
Lord, make us a people who pursue you with all of our heart.
主让我们成为全心全意追求你的那一班人。
Who are merciless on our own sin.
让我们知道看见自己的罪。
And merciful towards all others.
怜悯我们。
Lord, do your work in us.
主求你在我们里面做你的工作。
We ask in Jesus' holy name.
我们奉靠主耶稣基督圣洁的名祈求。阿门。